News release. Aurelia Lady Kings. Monday night saw beautiful weather for field lacrosse in Aurelia. The U7 Little Lady Kings played hard, focusing on passing the ball. The BMO Nesbitt Burns Bright Green team had many goal scorers, including a big game by Zoe Bowden, who scored 5 goals. Hadley Elliott scored 2, while Addison Higginson, Camden O'Connor and Gracie Fess each scored a goal. Liv Davis, Eleanor Damery Giannunzio, Matilda Walker and Sydney Kennedy helped their team with assists. The cutting-edge bright pink team played hard, scoring 10 goals as well, with Cameron Curtis leading the way with 5 goals, Blake Bomberry with 2, and Riley Murphy, Palmer Maynor and Katrina Calabretta scoring 1 goal each. Assists were marked by Annabelle Aguilar-Mitchell, Lucy Gammon and Monroe McIntosh. U9 players hit the field hard on Monday with some exciting games. Winning a nail-biter, Second Century Source for Sports edged out Millwood Logistics by a score of 5-4. Isabella Bowden scored a big hat trick for the winning team, while Bea Bowden and Riley Grieve each scored one. All 3 goalscorers along with Nora Belviso also helped with assists. Millwood Logistics defended hard with Harper McDonald scoring 2 goals, while Brooke Clark and Isabel Olette Darling each scored one. Arabella Edwards and Maeve Runk added assists for Millwood Logistics. Northern Elite came out on top of the Stutes REMAX team with a score of 4-2. Callie Basta led her team to the win with 2 goals, while Kayla Beard and Michaela Olink each scored one. Emma Jones and Isla Aguilar-Mitchell each had assists for the winning team. Olivia Hopkins and Hattie Buckner battled back hard by each scoring a goal for the Stutes REMAX, while Addison Atkinson had 2 assists. In U11 action, Champlain Ready Mix dominated Atmosphere Electric by a score of 8-1. Brooklyn Reed led her team to the win with 4 goals, while Lucy Edwards scored 2 and Chloe Crittenden and Vivian Ashcroft each tallied single goals. Ali Almeida helped out Atmosphere Electric with a goal of her own. Atmosphere Electric is determined to find their spark next week. The Tryon construction team showed up ready to work in an 8-3 win over St. Louis Bar and Grill. Leighton Maynor and Kylie Homan led the winning team with 2 goals each, while single markers were scored by Abigail Catterall, Violet Whalen, Quinn Wilson and Rebecca LaCroix. St. Louis Bar and Grill battled back with 2 goals from Kara Jorgas, a single from Isla Quinn and an assist from Emma Morton. The U13, U15 division had some excitement of their own, with Mariposa Landscaping doubling Strawn and Morris in an 8-4 win. Mariposa goals were scored by Anna Fagan with a hat trick, Billy Rouse and Chelsea Curry with 2 goals apiece and Chloe Weiler with a single. Lily Robbins marked an assist for the winning team. Strawn and Morris battled hard with Eileen Hayes and Emerson McLaughlin each scoring 2 goals for their team, while Ava Mittermeier, Olive Marie Bomberry and Ava Sage each helped with assists. The Atmosphere Electric team was charged up and battled hard against the strong Mid-Ontario Disposal team with a game that ended in an 8-8 tie. Atmosphere Electric goals were scored by Kaylin Drennan, Evan Stanford, Morgan Parnell and Kaylin McDonald. Assists were marked by Charlotte Cronshaw, Zoe Swale, Jada Anderson, as well as Stanford, McDonald and Parnell, who had 3. Mid-Ontario Disposal didn't hold back, with 2 goals by Maya Rowe and Cadence Thompson, and single goals scored by Emily Taylor, Kaya Thompson, Brooklyn Page and Rain Noganosh. Assists were marked by Thompson, Noganosh, with 4, Rowe, Page and Jana Ball, who played goalie. All teams are looking forward to more lacrosse action next Monday evening at the West Aurelia Sports Complex.